My personal podcast for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2005. Hi, my name is Phil McKinney, and welcome to my very first podcast. I'm an executive involved in the technology development, research and development at a Fortune 500 tech company. Now, I'm not going to tell you the name of the company, but with a little bit of Googling, you could probably figure it out pretty quickly. Through this job, I get the benefit or the joy of meeting with a lot of industry and political leaders. I'm on the road about 250,000 miles a year, and as my wife will constantly reinforce with me, or keeps reminding me that I was on the road about 45 weeks last year. I do have a blog, but I find it a little hard to constantly keep the blog updated. So I kind of got into this podcasting thing over the last 3 or 4 months, and have my favorites like everybody does. But thought it might be fun for me to kind of create this podcast and share with you kind of my thoughts and insights around my area that I focus on, which is really around ideas, creativity, and innovations, and the impact or the influences they have on everything from politics to geography to demographics to socio subclasses of society to obviously the impact that it has on customers. Now, before I go any further, one of the things I do need to put in here, though, is the legal disclaimer. So here we will go into legal disclaimer mode now. The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are mine alone and do not necessarily reflect those of my past, current, or future employers. That's the necessary evil when working for large corporations. They get a little nervous about the whole blogging and now podcasting, where I think you're going to see more and more senior executives use this as a means to, one, share ideas internal to their business. Sorry for this cold. Something that's a necessary evil from constantly being at 30,000 feet. A little sip of water here. where was I? so really my plan is to kind of create these podcasts as I travel around. For instance, right now I'm sitting in the lovely JW Marriott Desert Ridge Resort in Phoenix. I'll be here in Phoenix for one more day. Then I actually get to go back to my home city, Washington, D.C. I'll be there for a couple of days. And then I'm actually off to Europe for 2 weeks. And then back to the States for a week, then back to Europe for a week, and then I'm in Japan, Singapore, and Hong Kong for 2 weeks. So that just kind of gives you a feel for my upcoming travel schedule. And by the way, if any of you podcasters hear this and are interested in possibly doing a meetup, I'm somewhat... I would be extremely interested in figuring out if we could get together maybe for a drink or something. Just drop me a note and let me know, and I'll give you the email address at the end of the podcast. Really, my plan is really to create these podcasts as I travel around and share with you what I see as far as new and emerging trends, technologies, innovations, etc. At the same time, though, I am going to stay away from talking about specific companies, basically to avoid myself from getting quoted in the press as either endorsing or slamming a specific technology or company. And clearly, I'm not going to be talking about any of the products or technologies or the works, activities in R&D that are underway for the company that I work for now. So if you figure out who I work for and are hoping to be able to listen in to figure out what my programs and projects are that I'm working on, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of information in that realm, but my hope is to bring to you basically the benefits of the miles and the people I meet and the activities that I'm involved in from a standpoint of what's new, what's really emerging, and where the real opportunities are. Man, this cold is terrible, so I apologize for that. But basically, just to kind of give you a share with you some of the thoughts and ideas behind what I'm seeing in the marketplace. So today, what I really wanted to talk about was really not about so much of the specific areas of trends, but really what I've seen working with a number of Fortune or Global 1000 companies, I guess would be a better description, that all talk about wanting to be innovators, creators of new kinds of technologies. And over the years, I've collected a list of what I would call challenges or barriers that companies put up to really slow down this whole process of innovation. So I want to run through this list and just kind of give you my thoughts, and I'd actually be interested in hearing if anybody out there has run into these problems, or maybe if there's other contributions to the list. And this list will be up on the website. It's actually a little bit old. It was part of a blog post that I did late last year, but it got some strong email response. So I'm looking to resurrect this list and see if you agree with it and enhance it with your input. So let's get started. The number one challenge that I see with innovation with a lot of companies that I get involved in really is the fact that there is no innovation process. It literally comes across as being haphazard. Somebody accidentally falls into it. Some people may refer to it as serendipity. But in reality, without having a formal process, employees or partners or associates who have ideas don't even know where to begin the process of how do I get it in and how do I get it supported throughout the organization. The other result, really, of not having an innovation process is really there's no reliable means to identify opportunities. And then, as a result of all of this, you really suffer from inconsistent results. Do you have a good pipeline of innovations and ideas, and are they going to be effective? Are you going to get the results that you're really looking for as the outbound? The second area that I really, or barrier that I've come across with regards to innovation, really is around what I call siloed innovation functions. And this is you find a lot in the larger corporations where the innovation occurs in very specific business units. And there's not a lot of ability to leverage the innovation activities across those business units. And as a result, where you tend to find that you miss the linkages to the customers being served, because the customers typically don't stay within the business units or stay within the silos. You have customers that buy across the silos. And with your innovation focus in a very specific set, then you find that you miss the ability to really create something unique, which is really filling in the gap between the silos. The third area, or third, I'm really sorry for this cough. The third area that we run it that I see as far as barriers is really around this being unscalable. And what I mean by that really is this is that management is really missing or is not supporting the activities to move beyond the ideas phase. People talk a lot about wanting more ideas and more creative ideas, but they tend to get stuck there, and there's no process really to formalize the activities to move it through. So therefore, with lots of ideas and really no formal process or no ability to scale that process, you end up with a trickle of ideas that actually turn into something meaningful for the business. The other problem with scalability really is it takes too long to move to an offering. So employee or you see an idea and you put it into the process, and by the time it works it through the process, somebody else has already capitalized on that idea, and you're left being the late entrant into the market. The other is you really can't support multiple experiments. It typically is single tracked when you don't have the ability to scale your innovation process. The fourth area, really, for the challenges for innovation is really around lack of flexibility. And this flexibility really revolves around resources, people, budget, equipment, prototype labs, etc. And so, therefore, you end up with maybe people resources willing to work on the project, but you can't free up the dollars from the current budget process in order to increase this flexibility. And also, the other issue with inflexibility is really around metrics. The old saying goes, be careful what you measure because people will work to the measurement. That clearly applies here. So, the lack of flexibility really being that the handcuffs that get placed onto an organization is really driven by the metrics that get put in place. The other area that we see as far as inflexibility is this lack of flexibility really prevents teams from making the transformational leaps. They tend to stay within their area of expertise or their area of focus, and this lack of flexibility, be it resources or budget. I've got resources, but another organization has budget. How do we bring the two together? It really prevents the teams from being able to make the real transformational leaps that businesses are looking for today. The next barrier challenge that we've seen on innovation really is this area of, no stated mission for management for innovation. Certain organizations have been extremely public about, innovation being core to their business. In other cases, they may say it, but there's really not a mandate down from management to where people are being measured or people being incented to innovate. The organizations are kind of haphazard, maybe senior executive supported, but middle management, basically view it as kind of being the trend of the month, right? So people in middle management, their biggest fear is after one of the senior executives goes to some conference and they come back with the latest book, they know that, that senior manager is going to be implementing or deploying, whatever the latest fad is. We have to recognize, though, that innovation is not a fad. It's critical for your competitive advantage in the marketplace, for all of our competitive advantages. And when I say our competitive advantages, I'm not just talking about the businesses, but I'm also really talking about the our economies, our governments, our countries that we're involved in, the collections of people cross boundaries that we're involved in, whether it be, cancer research or nonprofits, such as the relief effort with the tsunami. The issue here is how do you really make innovation as part of the core process for your business or for your nonprofit for that matter. This isn't constrained to, for-profit entities, but that management has to understand that innovation is not an option. It is an absolute imperative. And then the last one I've got on here, and these are not in any particular priority order, really is around unclear criteria for the selection of the ideas. So what is the process? If I understand the process, I'll understand how to work the process. I'll know how the decisions are being made versus I submit what I think is a very good idea. I get very little feedback. Nothing happens with the idea. And that becomes part of the frustration that I have. So, with that, how do I go through the process of ranking ideas for development funding? So, if I have 1,000 ideas coming in and the criteria is I'll pick 100 ideas to do proof of concepts, and out of those proof of concepts, I'll take 10 to market trials. Now, out of those 10, I'll get two or three that I'll commercially roll out. Then what is that process and how are those decisions made? That being kind of the critical process that needs to be communicated. The other issue is that with an unclear criteria, the idea selection tends to be taken on the whim of a specific person in management who either likes or dislikes an idea. And as a result, wrong ideas are selected, resulting in lost opportunities for the business. And we've all seen that where businesses have picked and gone a certain direction and therefore have gotten themselves into a jam and have been unable to capitalize on opportunity. They actually, passed it right by. So with that, you've now, kind of got at least some of my views and some of the challenges for innovation. In future podcasts, I hope to share with you things that we are seeing, or at least I'm seeing, as I travel around the world, again, with trends, emerging technologies, R&D, interesting R&D activities that are going on. Hopefully you find this useful from the standpoint of helping you generate your own ideas. Thanks for listening. If you should have any comments, questions, suggestions, or even criticisms for that matter, given this is my first podcast, please drop me an email at podcast@philmckinney.com. com. That's PHILMCKINNEY.com. You can also visit the website. You'll have more information. My blog is located there, et cetera. And that's www.philmckinney.com. I know that a number of the podcasters have voicemail lines, but given my heavy travel schedule, email is clearly the most efficient way for me to stay connected with you, the listeners. So the other option is you can always Skype me at Phil_McKinney. So if you see me online and you see me available, feel free to Skype me. If I sound a little groggy, odds are that I'm in a different time zone than you are, I'll try to keep my status indicator on Skype up to date so you can see whether or not I'm available. And again, hopefully you find this useful. And again, if there's things that you could recommend, areas that you'd like for me to talk about or areas you'd like for me to hear about, feel free to drop me a note. And with that, thank you for listening.